Rick wrote in during the break and said, can you discuss wages in the trades? Illegal aliens have driven wages very low. Contractors are cheap. Rick, I disagree with that. It's the companies that hire illegal immigrants and the homeowners that hire companies knowing they're using illegal work all you have to do to solve it is stop hiring illegal aliens. Problem solves itself. People don't do that. They're trying to cut corners. You, as the homeowner, have to make a commitment to not only the industry, but the wage standards and the appreciation for the companies that are operating legally and hire them. Yeah, it costs more to hire somebody operating legal. You've got workman's compensation. You've got taxes. So you've got to pay the workers more instead of cash under the table. It's going to cost you more to get that job done right.
You're right. It is a commitment.
You can cut corners anywhere. It doesn't have to rely on illegal aliens. You could cut corners in the products that the contractors do. You could cut corners in while you're doing the work itself. Instead of spending 5 extra minutes to get it done, I just throw a couple more nails in there and it'll hold. It'll be all right. It only has to last for 2 years. Let's just get the job done. No, there are so many ways you can cut corners other than your labor in construction. Doing the job right the first time costs more, but it pays in the long-term value of quality of workmanship. There's just, you just don't hire them and the problem goes away. I know it's not that simple, but it kind of is. All right, let's get to Jeff in Tucson, who wants to talk about windows. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. I was listening to your last segment about, musty odors and stuff in this room that's not used. We have a bathroom like that. And I went in and opened the top slider window that's above the tub, thinking get some fresh air in there. And I noticed that the seal between the panes looks like it's deteriorated because that rubber masking that they are the sealer is out. And I was wondering where you can go to get that repaired, or is it a big deal?
It depends on how you want that fixed. You have a couple options. If the seal is not completely dry rotted, and what he's talking about when you have a dual pane window. You have to put the inside of that glass has to be 100% airtight. Otherwise, you get air that comes in, and with moisture, you'll get condensation. If you wake up and the inside of your windows are foggy, the seal's busted. Well, if it's not completely dry rotted, there is a company now that will drill a tiny little hole in one corner and a tiny little hole in the bottom corner, and they'll inject liquid into the top corner the whole time they're sucking air at the bottom corner. And it is the sealer, a clear sealer, that goes on the interior of that window pane. And then when the product's completely applied, 100% coverage, they've got a seal method where they cover up those little drill holes, and you've got a brand new sealed interior airspace. That's one option. Depending on the window types, you can just have a new pane. Some window companies can come, take the old pane out, put in a new window pane, just depending, like I said, on a lot of options. So for you in Jeff M. Tucson, hang tight. We've got a couple window companies that are in the pre-qual right now. Of course, if it's a Pella window, you could always call your Pella dealer back. We'll find out the brand and see which one of these two companies that are coming in through pre-qual for glass replacement and stuff like and windows, and get you a referral to get that fixed. So there's a few options. And sometimes the window's just old enough, you got to buy a new one. That does happen too. Vinyl windows, if you've heard the program before, we're not huge fans. If it's a direct exposed south-facing, west-facing window, the vinyl just gets eaten up so fast in Arizona. It's not worth putting any money into the repair of that window. And aluminum frame would probably be a better one. Pella makes a fiberglass window, the Encompass series that No, Encompass is their vinyl series, and Pervia is their fiberglass. So both of those are pretty good alternatives. And if it's on a north-facing window that never gets any direct sunlight, vinyl will last a long time there. We've got a little PSA I want to talk about here. Sanderson Ford, you've heard the broadcast before. You know they're the sponsor of our travel Arizona staycation. You know that's the dealership we buy our vehicles from. Not just because we're Ford fans, but because of who the Sanderson family is as a whole and what they give back to the community and their heart for people and wanting to help. This summer, they got word about 7-year-old Dylan Darlin, who was injured very severely in a boating accident on a family vacation. And so they decided, you know what, we're going to help you out. We are going to donate a 2016 Roush Stage 3 Mustang that you can sell raffle tickets for, and all the money from the raffle tickets, you know, y'all use for Dylan's recovery. So it's a $69,215. They've narrowed that down. I don't know why you would just go round it to 70. Basically, a $70,000 Ford Mustang. Wow. V8 engine, 5.0 liter. It's Roush's highest performance supercharged vehicle to date, 670 horsepower. Well, you can buy tickets at dylansrecovery.com for a chance to win this Mustang. All proceeds go to Dylan Darlin's recovery.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else.